Good evening.
Good evening.
The topic I'll be sharing on this evening is, are you living a lie? I'll begin reading in Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie against the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter said unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of the men which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. It's a very sobering part of the Bible. There's three places that stand out in the Bible where God deals with lying. One of them is when Gehazi lied to Elisha and God smote him with leprosy. Another one is when Achan lied about the silver and gold and the garment that he took from Jericho. And all three the ones God made a point was when something good was happening. Jericho was being taken. Naaman had just been healed. And here the church is prospering. People are selling the possessions and bringing them to God. Somebody had to get in the way and try to mess things up.
Come on. That's good.
They could have kept the land.
Yeah.
They could have sold it and kept part of the price. Problem is, they're trying to get the good of both worlds.
Yeah.
Mm.
They were trying to look pious, trying to look like they were a very good church member. They were going to help the poor. They were selling their property to help the poor. But then they didn't want to get rid of all the money that it was going to bring in. The Bible says in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. That was the problem with all three of those scenarios. They were trying to serve God and mammon. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 23, verse 25. Jesus is talking to the scribes and Pharisees for this very thing, trying to live a lie. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but within are full of dead men's bones, and of all uncleanness. Even so, also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. There was nothing, Jesus never said anything wrong with having the outside of the cup and platter clean.
Right.
Or of whiting the sepulchres. It was what was within.
Mm-hmm.
Do we come Sunday morning to grow in God, to lift one another up? Are the things we say, what are our motives? Are you just trying to look good in the sight of men? If so, there's a heart problem.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The question I want to ask tonight is, why do you do what you do?
Good question.
Does your family see a different person at home than they see at church? Does God see a different person? Or He sees what's in your heart? The only way we can tell what's in your cup is by what comes out of your cup.
Right.
Mm. I've got a little illustration here for the younger ones. They look the same, don't they? Can any of you younger ones tell me which one is different? Which one has water and which one has stuff mixed with the water? They look the same. But it's what comes out of the cup. Mm-hmm. Now you can tell that one has water. Mm-hmm. What's flowing from your life?
Come on. Good.
The one with the water or the one with the stuff mixed with the water? What does God see? He sees in your cup.
Right.
You know, you may fool people for some time. They may think he looks just like the rest of them. For the most part, he acts like the rest of them. A couple things bother you, but he looks pretty good. You know, we've had people that were with us for a long time. And when they left, we found out for a long time they've been doing things that were shocking to hear.
Yeah.
Well, we could see signs that they seemed like they weren't totally 100% agreed. But you couldn't really put your finger on it until the fruit came out. Just like that verse said, you cannot serve two masters. Eventually, you will choose.
That's right.
Galatians 5:22 says, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Is your life flowing, is the Spirit of the fruit of the Spirit flowing from your life? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, generous, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Are you worried about your own agendas? About how your comfort? Are you worried that someone might say the wrong thing to you? You know, when someone tells me that I offended them because I didn't go talk to them or I looked at them the wrong way, it kind of disgusts me.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at you the wrong way or something like that. But why didn't you come talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
Am I the one that has to always be the one that ministers? Or can you be the one that ministers for once? I've got a poem I'd like to read before I finish here. In your busy, schedule each day, do you take the time to pray? Have you read the Bible through as a good Berean would do? Do you pray for some new light to keep you on the path that's right? Praying for those who do you wrong, not sitting there singing a pity song. Or do you think of all your work or of someone's little quirk? Sowing discord in your heart is how the devil is going to start. If living for God until you die is not the center of your heart cry, then Satan's fool you will be until at last your doom you'll see. The lukewarm will God spew out, it's in His Word without a doubt. You must be zealous and burning hot, without a wrinkle or a spot. Looking good on earth below, while in the Lord refusing to grow, is trying to serve through different masters, and always leads to great disasters.
Yeah.
Double-tongued you cannot be, or you'll burn in hell for eternity. It will not matter who you deceive, if God does not your soul receive. So listen, friend, before it's too late, and you see God close the gate. Living eternity is forever long, so it's not worth it going wrong. If you are willing to give Him all, He will listen to your call. Total repentance from all your sin is sure to give you peace within. Submitting to His holy will, a new life to you will reveal. living for God, don't forget, will give a life with no regret.
Well, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Anybody want a drink?
Not bad.
Everybody's wondering what the brown was.
We'll mess with.
There's a lot of brown stuff around this place.
King of waste that. It's coming.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.